This is a simple technique and yet effective to help us bring our awareness to the body, to this body in this moment. Regardless of what goes on around us, we need to have something to send the mind's awareness to. When the mind wanders off here and there like a monkey mind does, going from thought to thought, from physical sensation to another, from one emotion to another, it is no good, I found, to say, oh, I don't want to think right now. I don't want to go there. It's just like saying, don't think of carrots for the next 2 minutes. Just try that. You will find that the mind goes to carrots or any other thing that we don't want to think about. So with that in mind, please be seated. Now, to say seated, regardless of how you meditate, you can do this lying down, well supported at the neck and knee, or you can sit on a cushion or on a chair, or wherever you find yourself listening to this. Close your eyes, either fully or partially. Let your hands fall in a resting position. It's not necessary to hold the fingers or hands in any particular way, but if you have one that works for you, otherwise, just let them rest comfortably in your lap or on your knees. If you're sitting in a chair, make sure your feet are firmly planted on the ground, ideally without shoes, even without socks, but only if that is suitable where you are right now. Some of you listen to this on your phones or your mobile device. You can do this in a cafe. You can do this while waiting in a doctor's office, in your car before you turn off or on the ignition. So just sit and notice your body. Notice your body sitting, being in contact with furnishings, seat back, surface of the seat, cushions, blankets. Just bring your awareness to where your body is in contact with something that is not your body. Notice where the ground through the earth and the building and the floor and the chair comes to hold you. Let the seat hold you in a way you might cradle a kitten or a puppy or a newborn. Just hold it, cradle yourself. Let yourself be cradled and held so that you can sink into the seat. By sitting upright or lying in a straight line, supported, we allow ourselves to be held without having to put up effort. Gently allow any kind of settling or softening in your posture without slumping over. Settling in, perhaps doing 2-3 exhales by way of a sigh. It's okay to make a sound, please. This is a sigh. That's the body's natural way of saying, I've gotten to this point. Let me just put down my burden. One more long exhale, even pushing out a bit more air when you come to the end. Ah. imagine just gently bring one finger on one hand to the tip of your nose. Just touch the tip of your nose. This will make sense in a moment. Notice that your nostrils are just below that. Feel free to just touch them briefly with your fingertips. This helps to establish a focus for awareness, a physical anchor. You may also, and in addition, try something that has worked for me, and that is to lick your upper lip a little bit beyond the lips, so there's a bit of moisture above your lips, below your nose. What that will do, it will help notice your breath because of the temperature difference. All right, now put your hands back to your resting position and know that you can come back anytime if you get lost or don't quite know where the nostrils are, to just tap your nose, your tip of your nose and your nostrils. So sitting still, sitting upright, eyes closed, bring your awareness to your in-breath. And unless you have a severe sinus issue or cold, you will take in the air through the nostrils. That's how the body is constructed. The nostrils serve to warm up the air that tends to be cooler on the inside than the body temperature. Also, the nostril hair is designed to catch impurities. And of course, if you've undergone chemotherapy treatment, you may not have any nostrils. But still, there are enough sensitive sensors in your nose to notice the in-breath. So as a further way to mark the nostrils as the beginning of a breath, do a few deep sniffy intakes, the way you might sniff a room to see if there's something in there. Maybe some smoke, some toast being burned, some cookies being baked, or stepping outside and sniffing the air, or a flower that you hold close to your nose. Just inhale deeply and let the rest just flow. The body knows how to breathe. We're just exaggerating the in-breath. One more time on your own time, as long a deep in-breath as you can stand. And then let that be and let the breath return to its normal pattern. But now we have established a sensory marker of where the nostrils are and therefore where the air enters our body and where the breath cycle begins. It's in fact where it does begin with our life. A newborn baby, the first thing we all get excited over is, the first breath, the first cry. So let us go there now. Sitting still and just focusing on your nostrils, either the tip of the nose, the nostril openings, or perhaps you have a bit of moisture on your upper lip that the air brushes over, and you can generally narrow down. The focus of the mind is for a split second where the breath begins. We typically breathe every 4 seconds, a new breath. So if you get distracted, your mind takes you somewhere, future, past, or you have some discomfort in your body that draws attention to itself, or some emotions arise. For now, just let them be, meaning don't push them away. Simply acknowledge and then return your awareness immediately to your nostrils. Let's practice. By now your attention will have wandered. 2 times? 5 times? 50 times? You know, it doesn't matter. What does matter, and that is the foundation of all meditation, of all mindfulness practice, is to return the awareness to the place that you've chosen as your anchor. For now, that is the nostril area. Tip of the nose, both nostrils. Sometimes one is more sensitive than the other. And not worry about where the breath goes. We know it goes in the lungs and then out again, but our focus is only on in-breath. Just breathing. In a sense, we take a position of the witness. We sit in the middle of all that commotion and we witness our own breath, one breath at a time. If you get distracted, not to worry. Just say breathing. And that helps direct the mind, the attention, the awareness back to breathing in. So you might want to say in silently to yourself, or in breath, or breathing in. This verbal cue helps to anchor the busy mind for a brief moment. Breathing in. Be very generous with yourself. No need to criticize if your mind wanders off, and if by now the most you've done is one in-breath, the rest just went by unnoticed. Begin again. Where's your nose? Where are your nostrils? Focus. Breathing in. Just natural flow. No deep breathing, no long breathing, just the way your body breathes. We're really here to observe that which is, not what we think we ought to do or what somebody tells us, but to begin to notice our very own body moment by moment. Moment by moment, one in-breath at a time. This by itself is the foundation of all mindfulness meditation, and by itself could occupy you for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, or longer. Whether you're lying in bed and you can't sleep, or you're anxious about something that might happen later or tomorrow, or conversation that was just concluded and you're somehow disturbed, upset, confused, anxious, just sit, close your eyes, and pay attention to the next in-breath. I'll leave you here, and you can practice on your own. You can always play back the tape and start from the beginning. May your meditation blossom.